Good afternoon to you all. From today, we start on Radio Morse, a new and interesting program for all the listeners who listen to us, and especially the students, because this program is created for them and for all of us who are also students. Therefore, we will be happy to accompany you this afternoon and explain who we are, what we do on the radio, what we have come to, and what is our intentions. And sorry, because I have to say also that our program, it's called Students in the Wave. I hope that you love this name.
Hello, hello. My name is Cornelia. I'm a 19 years old applied linguistics student from here, from Poland. And I love reading books as much as I love horse riding.
Yes, and also thanks to the technical control that may accompany us today, I present myself. I am Jon Veen and I'm 20 years old and I'm Erasmus student at the University of Gdansk. I'm from Spain, from a beautiful city located on the east coast of the country. It's called Valencia. I am a journalism student and I'm studying my third year of my degree here in Gdansk. I have been doing radio for a year. And it's one of the things I like to do most in my spare time. The radio has got me because it has magic and it seems to me that I will not be able to leave it anymore. And also, sorry, because Nelly, I have dual citizenship. Because I'm Spanish on the part of mother and Dutch of the father's side. Therefore, I would like to know if there would be more Dutch people in the university who are in Erasmus program and be able to meet in speaking Dutch with them, because I love speaking other languages and all the Dutch. For me, it's a little difficult to speak this language, but I can't defend myself well.
Yeah, guys, we're curious where you are from, because there are plenty of you here, and I can see just all those nations walking around. And this program, we're making it especially for you guys. We want to talk about your experiences, about your problems, about your ideas. We're here for you, and we hope some of you will actually reach out to us. You can contact us via email. It's morse@ug.edu.pl. And in the title, you have to write Students in the Wave.
Yes, the idea of this project is to be able to offer to all the students of the university useful information about events and activities that can be done in Trogmiasto.
I know, yeah,
during the week and on weekends, such as concerts, theater or cinema, billboards, discourse for nightlife or recommendation, for example, of books that have been published recently. And regarding the name of the program, we are considering several options, but I think that Students in the Wave would be our prefer. But since we think that this program is made for the entire university community, so you know where we are, in the first floor of the Faculty of Social Sciences, or also, as Nelly told to you, you can send us an email. In addition, we will create an account on Instagram to follow us, and you can know everything we are working on. So we are totally open to incorporating more people for the program, and you are all welcome.
Yeah, and you know, guys, this is my first year at uni, and it was kind of hard at the beginning, so I can only imagine how hard it was for you. New country, a very weird Polish language, and for many of you, I think the weather was a problem, because it's kind of cold, and, you know, it's only November, so it will get even colder. But, Jon, maybe you can tell us something about your experiences here in Poland.
Yes, first of all, Nelia, I think to enter into something more concrete, I want to explain you about, to talk about students, because we represent the main unit of our university together with the teaching staff. We go to the university to train in a specific specialty. In order to dedicate ourselves in the future to what we are passionate about. So degrees are multiple and diverse, from journalism to architecture and from philologies to engineering. In all of them, we can find students of all types of and of different nationalities and cultures. So it's nice that you can be a company in a class with Polish students and with Erasmus students. But as an Erasmus student, that am I think that it is a unique opportunity to study in another country and live from the young the experience of living with another different culture, another language, another way of relating to people, another lifestyle or other ways of learning and study. I believe that everything serves to train for the future. It is true that I would like more to be able to relate to Polish students. I don't think that they are shy and don't relate to the Erasmus. I think we should all do our part to create a very large intercultural network among all. I think that due to the new forms of communication that we have now, we are losing the physical relationships, and now we only communicate through a screen or a camera. It's like we have to do everything possible to reverse the situation.
Yeah, of course. So whenever there's a possibility, I try to talk with other students, especially Erasmus students, because applied linguistics is my subject and I want to be a translator in the future. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great opportunity for me to train my languages. And I really try to help some of Erasmus students, mostly with this language barrier, because sure, most of young Polish people know English, but in shops, city hall or hospitals work basically older people and they aren't too good with this language. So I can help in communicating, and this is what I really like doing. For example, I was in a shop new dorm some time ago, and there were two foreign girls. I think they were from Thailand, maybe. I'm not sure, really. And they wanted to buy an extra bag for the shopping, but the cash lady didn't really get what they were saying to her. So I stepped in and translated. And as long as I love doing this, because I really hope it will be my job in the future, I think Polish people should be more aware of an importance of an English language, because we know it, we learn it for so many years in schools, but we still don't really use it. We're afraid of using it. We're afraid of making any mistakes. And I think it's a nonsense, because the main reason for learning languages is to being able to communicate with other people. So, it's not about the grammar. It's not about the structures. It's just about getting what the other person is saying. I really hope that especially Polish students will be more open to talk to you guys.
Yes, and doesn't mind with which level of English do you have, but just speak, because it's important, I think. And in Spain it happens the same. We learn English since we are very, very child. But yes, it's difficult when we are afraid to put in practice. And I think it would be nice if we can with these thoughts programs like Erasmus is the better example if we can speak more
and get to know each other, get to know other cultures, because it's so interesting. Those other people who live here, who live in my dorm, in other dorms, I just can't stop looking at them and looking how they look like, how they are talking. And it's so interesting that I'm really shocked that people don't really want to talk to those people, because for me, an Erasmus student means a great opportunity for a whole new life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you want to go Erasmus?
I really do. On my subject, we can go to Germany only, but still it's a really nice place to go. And I'm sure maybe next year or maybe in 2 years I will go there, and I will take the opportunity to get to know other cultures as well.
Because as you said, it's not only to study or to go to another place to study the same degree in another country. Erasmus is more than this.
Yeah, basically university is not only about studying, it's not only about learning. It's like a whole chapter in your life that you can meet other friends and you can meet so many different people that it's amazing. It's just amazing.
You learn how to live in another country, how to communicate with other people.
Exactly.
That have other lifestyles, way of life.
Yeah, you're more open for more open. Any ideas and also the views. I think in Poland there are so many beautiful cities, so many beautiful landscapes that you can admire, that it's really a great opportunity. If you can go on Erasmus exchange, then you should go for it. It's a great opportunity for sure.
That's all. So, well, that's all for our program today. It has been a pleasure to accompany you this time. And next week we return with more content. Thank you very much to Nelia. And until next time. And please listen to the radio.
Yeah, and I really want to tell you something, guys. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I know it may look like we Polish students don't really want to talk with you, but that's not true. We're waiting for you to make the first move. So do it, and who knows, maybe you'll find love or true friendship here in Poland. See you soon, guys, and thank you, Jon, also. It was an amazing meeting, and remember, you can always contact me or Jon. Have a nice day. Bye.
The same to you, Nelia. Bye.